بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم respected brothers السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan so we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all that we've done so far in this month of Ramadan and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah and blessings through these good actions and let it be a means of saving us from all the evil that we have done prior to the month of Ramadan and Allah give us the tawfiq to ask Allah for forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed One of the beautiful du'as in the month of Ramadan in the last 10 days is Allahumma ajidna minan nar. We make du'a that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from the fire of Jahannam and grant us inshallah immediate entry into Jannah inshallah when our time comes. Inshallah. Ameen. So tonight we move into the 27 juz of the Holy Quran. And one of the surahs that I would like to speak about is the surah At-Tur. And in it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and he says, فَوَيْلُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who deny the fact that they are going to stand in the court of Allah. Hazrat Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu an says that he had not accepted Islam after the battle of Badr and he went to Medina to speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the captives that the Muslims had taken after the battle of Badr. So there were approximately 70 disbelievers who were taken as captives and prisoners of war. So when they reached to Medina, he says, we reached at such a time that it was Maghrib Salah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was leading the Maghrib prayer and he recited Surah At-Tur and he came to the verse Inna Adaba Rabbika Lawaqi' that definitely the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely come upon a person. He said, just this verse alone had such an impact on my heart that I felt as if my heart would burst. And immediately where I stood, I sat down. And I just listened in awe at the verses of the Surah At-Tur. And immediately after the Maghrib Salah, when I went to meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there and then I became a Muslim. So this shows us, my respected brothers, the power of the Quran. One verse alone had such an impact that it created a revolution in the heart of a disbeliever at that time, who became a Sahabi later on. Imagine the revolution it would cause in our hearts if we had to keep on reading Quran on a continuous basis. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly give us this tawfiq to understand the beauty of the Quran and to understand what a great kalam we have before us. A book that outshines any other book, you know. When you go to school or when you're in university, etc., you get your books for that year. But come the next year or the next semester, whatever it may be, you would never want to read the past book. If you read a novel, you would read the novel from cover to cover. Once you understood it, whatever it may be, you might just peruse through it the second time, but you would never want to take the opportunity to keep on reading it from cover to cover. Why? Because you get bored. But the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that people make khatam upon it, khatam upon khatam upon khatam, but they would never get tired of reading Quran. This is the beauty of the Quran till the day of Qiyamah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from amongst those who are foolish, where we have the Quran and we fail to understand the beauty of it. Rather, Allah make us from those who are intelligent, who understand the beauty of Quran and take from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness, inshallah. Ameen. So this verse is about also those who deny this standing in the court of Allah. At the end of the day, each and every one of us know we have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we will have to atone for our actions that we've done in this world. Al-yawm amalun bila hisab, wa ghadan hisabun bila amal. Today in this world, it's all about action and no hisab. No one to take retribution from a person. But on the day of Qiyamah, it's all about retribution and no action at all. Meaning a person won't have any time to do any good or any extra action. On the day of Qiyamah, he will have to answer for all those actions that he had done in this world. So it's very, very important for us to understand that we don't have much time in this world. We don't have much time in this world and we have to use every moment that we have to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some commentators mention and they say this verse speaks specifically to the disbelievers who use this dunya as a means of amusement. For them, it's all about name and fame. And they refer to those who are engaged, it refers to those people who are engaged in promoting falsehood, speaking out against the truth, making amusement their part of their life. It becomes a profession for them. For example, a person can do a couple of, cycles on his bicycle, or he can spin around maybe a few times with his roller skates, and he becomes famous for that. This is what they base their life on. As a Muslim, this is not what we're here for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never sent us onto earth to see how many sixes we can hit. Allah never sent us onto earth to see how many goals we can score. Allah never sent us onto this earth to see how many loops we can do in the air with our bicycles. No, Allah sent us for a purpose. And that purpose is that we're going to stand in the court of Allah. So we have to be ready for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. And the condition of those people, Allahu Akbar, Allah protect us all, in the hereafter will be very different for them. They will be thrown face first into the fire of Jahannam, and their hands will be shackled behind their neck. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, inshallah, and give us the understanding of this dunya so we can work towards our akhirat, inshallah. And then we move on. There are so many beautiful surah in the 27 juz of the Holy Quran, but perhaps the best of and most beautiful of them all is Surah Rahman. And in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the various favors given to man. And after each favor or favors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caps it off with the verse, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which translates, which of the bounties that you are going to deny from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from amongst those bounties, one of them is allamahul bayan. Allah had given man the ability to speak. Millions of people throughout the entire world for centuries are able to speak. This gift of speaking is such a great bounty from the side of Allah. For centuries through speech, you are able to accomplish so many things, and all because of one simple organ called the tongue. Such a beautiful organ Allah has given everyone throughout the world. Yet that very same tongue can speak multitudes of language. I mean, imagine if your tongue was like how you had to have a toolbox. For you to speak another language, you had to take the one that you currently have, put on that one, and then start speaking, and then take out that one and put on another one to speak another language. Such a bounty from the side of Allah. And if you had to look at Surah Ar-Rahman, a very subtle point to mention is that when you look at all these verses pertaining to the bounties given to man, and you join the dots, it leads up to the ultimate verse, which is the last verse of the surah, which is Tabarakasmu Rabbika Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram, that blessed is the name of that being, or that deity, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose control, who is the possessor of everything in this world. And you will see through Surah Ar-Rahman at the end of it all, everything boils down to the fact that this entire dunya has been placed at the servitude to man, but man is placed at the servitude to Allah. So use this dunya, inshallah, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Please, brothers, again, just two announcements. The fitrah box and the second announcement, inshallah, from tonight, we'll be collecting for the guard. So please dig in and give, inshallah. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.